from New Orleans. This is Music Inside Out. At the White House this week, composer, producer, and arranger Alan Toussaint received the National Medal of Arts. The medal is the highest honor that the U.S. awards to artists and patrons of the arts for their contributions to American culture.
Born and raised in New Orleans, Mr. Toussaint has built a legendary career alongside America's finest musicians, sustaining his city's rich tradition of rhythm and blues and lifting it to the national stage.
A grateful nation thanks an artist who spent most of his life bringing out the best in others. I'm Gwen Tompkins, Alan Toussaint, today on Music Inside Out, after the break. It's Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. This week at the White House, Alan Toussaint received the National Medal of Arts. President Obama spoke at the ceremony, which honored a dozen of the nation's most treasured artists and patrons of the arts.
Because the arts and the humanities aren't just a source of entertainment, they challenge us to think and to question and to discover, to seek that inward significance. And that helps us grow. And to change, and to reach new heights, and to understand each other at a time when the world is constantly crying for the capacity to bridge that gap and speak to people who aren't like us. And that's exactly what these artists and these humanists have done.
Toussaint's life's work has been in music as a composer, producer, arranger, and performer. But Mr. Obama also remarked on Toussaint's commitment to New Orleans.
After his hometown was battered by Katrina and Alan was forced to evacuate, he did something even more important for his city. He went back. And since then, Alan's devoted his musical talent to lifting up and building up a city. And today he's taking the stage all over the world with all kinds of incredible talent, doing everything he can to revive the legendary soul of the Big Easy.
Toussaint wasn't the only Louisiana artist on the president's list. The great novelist Ernest Gaines also accepted a medal. And there were other musicians as well, including producer Herb Alpert and soprano Renee Fleming. But it's hard to resist any opportunity to hear what Alan Toussaint has to say and listen to the many songs that have been touched by his genius. So today, we're going to do just that.
I know we can make it.
I know that we can.
I know darn well.
Thank you.
Cream, which was a big hit for Herb Alpert, who also received a National Medal of Arts this week. Before that, we heard from Paul Simon, Glen Campbell, Ernie K. Doe, LaBelle, and the Pointer Sisters, all of whom enjoyed some of their greatest career successes with songs Alan Toussaint wrote, or produced, or played on, or arranged. Not long ago, we spent time with Toussaint at his grand piano in New Orleans. Since Katrina, he's been touring and performing more than ever. He called the storm a great booking agent.
I found it quite rewarding, however, even though it was uncomfortable at first, because I just never felt like a front stage center person, for one thing. I'm a behind-the-scenes person, very comfortably. So I like to prepare things, write the songs, arrange, and prepare for artists who love to be front stage center. So I'm used to sending my wares out there rather than to take them out there.
Mother, mother, just look what they done to your son. Mother, mother, a song I wrote for Dr. John. I have felt the mark of 10,000 teeth. I done seen my body lying stiffly at my feet. As I see my soul creeping out of my chest, I bow my head towards the east, but victim by the west. Mother, mother, just look what they done to your son.
But Katrina changed that for a season, and I found it quite rewarding, because in the studio when we're performing and waiting for the red light, the ultimate aim is to get to people.
Yes.
To get to them and to get to their hearts. And when you're on stage and the audience is right there, that is the meat of the matter. That is what it's all about. So that's why I found it so rewarding, and it's been good for me to get out and perform live. The feedback from the audience, there's nothing like it. That's why some folk can't quit, don't care how old they get.
How aware are you of the audience as you're performing?
Well, I must say that I was so surprised that as many people knew who I was, because being behind the scenes, I didn't expect to be known at all, and that's fine with me because it's what I do. But I found that there were many people who knew about my history and the things that I've done and written and arranged and produced. So I found that a bit comfortable.
He's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. This year he received the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. He's produced, written, arranged, composed, played, and sang an entire world of New Orleans music.
I must say I didn't know what to do for them, because who am I up here? I'm not the guy who had this last hit record or that hit record or whatever. That's my thing. I'm the guy who wrote songs, who was made popular by so-and-so.
Would you mind if I made a request?
Yes, though I don't consider you an audience or a member thereof. But in a way, I guess we can say that.
I am a representative of the audience.
Okay.
You see, that's it.
Thank
you. But this is a request from your Bright Mississippi album, which was an album. This is one of your latest albums, I should say. And
yes.
In it, you take on Ellington. You take on Jelly Roll Morton and Louis Armstrong and Django Reinhardt, you know, who is also just delightful. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a request, but I'm going to give you the choice, because I have three
sure.
that I would be perfectly happy hearing. One would be Wine and Boy Blues. That is the Jelly Roll Morton tune. There's also Blue Drag by Django Reinhardt. Or, of course, Ellington and Solitude.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yes.
Thank you.
How beautiful is that? A medley of jazz classics from Alan Toussaint. Coming up, Martians, divas, and Elvis. Oh my! Stay with us. It's Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. This hour, we're celebrating the lifetime achievement of Alan Toussaint. Here's a song from the Sweet Touch of Love album. It's called Pickles. You gotta love a song called Pickles. On Wednesday, Alan Toussaint received the nation's top medal for artists and patrons of the arts. But he didn't make it to the White House by himself. Toussaint's collaborations are legion, dating from hitmakers like Irma Thomas, Lee Dorsey and the Meters, to the Band, Bonnie Raitt, and yes, Elvis. Toussaint and Elvis Costello have collaborated on plenty of songs, most recently for their album titled The River in Reverse.
I wake up early in the morning, I got you on my mind. Even a simple phone call, it suited me just fine.
Tears, tears, and more tears,
I can't help but keep on crying. Oh,
tears, tears, and more tears,
I can't get you off of my mind.
Touch of your lips next to mine gets me excited, makes me feel fine. The touch of your hand, your sweet hello, the fire inside you, and you're holding me close.
pretty. Elvis Costello and Alan Toussaint performing all these things. Before that, Broken Promised Land and Tears, Tears, and More Tears. You have this special relationship with Elvis Costello, and you guys have been in orbiting one another for, I don't know, since the early 80s, I would think, or the mid-80s. Why do you guys get along so well? How do you see it?
Well, Elvis, it's a luxury to be with him. I have never met anyone who carries as much around as Elvis Costello and who has as much respect and love for all genres. You drop him off on Planet Music, not one or the other. It could be bluegrass. It could be gut bucket blues.
Could be big band.
Yes, it could be classical, chamber orchestra. It could be ballet. And he could host The Tonight Show.
Yes.
The man is just, and he could talk about arts and paintings and books. And for his recordings, he don't know only the A sides and what was on the other sides. He knew the other sides that didn't make it to the press. Good heavens, man. And artists who wanted to be something and never got there, he knows some of their songs. He knows Curly Moe.
Wow.
Such a wealth of information. And he shares that wealth readily. Collaborating with him and working with him, whether it be sidemen or artists, he shares the wealth with everyone. When we were out in concert with the full array of musicians we had on the recording session, which we travel with, we weren't out there but two or three days when it was time to announce these musicians. He could announce everyone,
wow,
their names and where they were from and give them their accolades and all. It just, he's a tremendous man. There's not many people like him. All that talent was given to the right person because he shares it so freely.
Not a soul was stirring. Not a bird was singing, at least not within my hearing. I was 5 minutes past caring, standing in the road just staring. Thought I heard somebody pleading, thought I heard someone apologize. Some fell down weeping, others shook their fists up at the sky, and those who were left seemed to be wearing disguises. Now there's a queen in waiting, not enough loving and too much hating. There's the prince hidden within a man, always seems to be hesitating. He said, let her go, God bless her. She hasn't been gone long enough for me to miss her. Except for every minute of every hour of every day when I wish I could possess her. For the days pass by, for the alibis, so carry on that way, and in time you pay, but we'll all be together come Ascension Day. Now the wind hit departed. Not a leaf was hanging on the tree like when it started. But I know they will return like they've never gone away. Come Ascension Day.
Collaborations are all about chemistry between artists. But Alan Toussaint and Bonnie Raitt? Well, they've got chemistry, biology, physics, and history. Here she is singing a Toussaint number called What Is Success? There's something about her where she can take on songs that I find a lot of other artists, male or female, can't do. Like, for instance, she did a beautiful version of Guilty, you know, that Randy Newman song. And she did your song so well. What is it that she's got that other people find hard to get?
She's one of the cats. She just, for one thing, loved this music, and she loved the blues, the deepest blues you can find. You find her dabbling in it.
Under the gut bucket.
Yeah, just dig that. Oh, Bonnie Raitt, what's she doing there?
Now what?
She just brings a good feeling to you. Some people brings a good feeling. Jimmy Buffett brings a good feeling to you.
Yep.
She brings a good feeling to you when you hear her voice.
How do you feel with her when you're on stage?
How do I feel with her on stage? I want to marry her. That's how I feel on stage with her. I want to say, let's get married and go on a honeymoon.
You got to stand behind about, 50,000 people who
That's
are
right. watching. That's right. And I don't mind. I'll get in line.
You also worked beautifully with Cyndi Lauper
yes.
on her Memphis album.
Yes.
You did three selections with her. My favorite, of course, being Shattered Dreams. You did Shattered Dreams, Mother Earth, Early in the Morning.
Yes.
Okay, what's your favorite? Forget my favorite. What's your favorite?
Well, I like Shattered Dreams.
Yeah?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Shattered dreams of days gone by makes me want to sit right down and cry. All the plans I had and what it turned to, just shattered dreams.
She is a musician. She's not a just a this or just a that. She's a hands-on person about every part of it, and she really knows what she's talking about, and she's innovative, and she cares enough to give all she's got for the audience.
When I first met you, you were my dream.
Get up there and hoop like she hoops for as long as she can. She is the true diva, if you were going to put if a little Martian was to come down and say, show me a diva, I'd point to her and then say, and there's some others maybe, but start there. Yes.
This was a song you did with Galactic.
You know about that.
Oh my, do I know about Galactic? I'm telling you, this is funky.
Oh yes.
You can help set the pace. Don't let your talent go to waste. No, 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 no. And you don't need politics. Tricks, no, no. Baby, baby, baby.
Tell us about that recording.
I love that. I loved it dearly. That's a funky group, for one
thing. Yes, indeed.
And they're so innovative, and their basic track is just always right on. They represent us so very well. And I was so glad that they invited me in on that. So I took it from that basic track and put my, added my T-O-U-S-S-A-I-N-T in it. And I was so glad that I did, because I love that collaboration.
I hope you do more. I honestly do.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, because it is dynamite.
The
thing that Galactic does that is so wonderful, I think, is that they show that artists are timeless and that there is no funky place that you can go in this world where you cannot find Alan Toussaint. Remember that name. For a complete playlist of today's show, please come to our website at musicinsideout.org. Coming up, be honest. How do you feel about the song St. James Infirmary? Stay tuned. This is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. We're celebrating Alan Toussaint. He received the National Medal of Arts this week. Not so long ago, we were talking to Toussaint at his home in New Orleans. This master of R&B, funk, and rock and roll had turned his attention to jazz. We're hearing Alan Toussaint's rendition of Egyptian Fantasy, a song that Sidney Bechet made famous. Egyptian Fantasy opens a 2009 album called The Bright Mississippi, which is an extraordinary love letter from Toussaint to New Orleans and to jazz. Toussaint is on piano, of course, and Joe Henry, one of the most sought-after talents in the music business, produced. In terms of your album, Bright Mississippi, which is a collaboration with some amazing musicians, Nicholas Payton is on this, Don Byron, I want to say, is that Don Byron?
Yes, indeed.
On clarinet?
And sax some, but clarinet mostly.
Mm-hmm. And then you have Joshua Redman, who has not sounded better. That's a very interesting situation because it's not a one-on-one collaboration. It's a collaboration with a lot of little giants and one big giant.
I don't know who that one big giant was.
Please, say fee-fi-fo-fum for me.
Thank you. But anyway, that was a wonderful album, and I still call them albums.
Me
feels
too.
Feels good. But, and all of those are gentle giants, I must say. And the idea for that project, of course, was Joe Henry to do such, because I'm normally thought of as someone who's doing other things all the time. But I'm very happy about that because it's such a smooth avenue to travel. Treasure chests of wonderful American songs, and these musicians, the ones you just mentioned, it's just the whole situation was impeccable. Joe Henry, I must say, he was the one who chose those songs in particular. And I'm so glad he did, because a couple of them I had never heard before.
Like what?
Well, I had never heard West End Blues before.
I don't believe you.
Truly. Thank you. Also, Old Southland, I hadn't heard that. Also, Singing the Blues, I hadn't heard that. And I never did like St. James Infirmary. Now I love it.
Well,
it's one of my favorite songs in life.
I mean, I would never have known that had, I mean, just listening to it, because I was just going to name that song. You know?
Yes.
I don't suppose you mind playing a little bit of it for us?
I don't mind at all, because I love it these days.
So, aside from the beauty of the melody, what turned you on that song, particularly on the lyrics?
The melodic line, the way it goes, it's a very beautiful melody, and the chord changes are wonderful. I didn't give it a chance before. But I think when I first heard it many years ago, even, I think, early on, maybe in the childhood days, and I heard went down in front and saw my baby line there, I just didn't want to hear anymore, but I've grown up now.
Alan Toussaint has indeed grown up. This week, he accepted the National Medal of Arts, the highest award in the U.S. for artists and patrons of the arts. This hour, we've played only a fraction of the music from his catalog and heard excerpts from previous conversations with him. To find the playlist from this show, hear more songs, or listen to our full interviews with Alan Toussaint, please go to our website at musicinsideout.org. And you've been listening to Music Inside Out. Our show is produced by Lynette Johnson, Sean Collins, and Jason Rhine. The opening and closing music this week is Bright Mississippi, composed by Thelonious Monk and performed by Alan Toussaint. This show is produced in partnership with WWNO. Look for us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Gwen Tompkins, and this is Music Inside Out.
Music Inside Out is underwritten by the Historic New Orleans Collection, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, and WWNO. For more information on how you can support our program, go to our website at musicinsideout.org/support.
The last word this week goes to who else?
Alan Toussaint. He's been inspiring artists for more than 50 years. Here are a few of his songs sung by disciples, John Cleary, Joan Osborne, and of course, Lee Dorsey.
Oh, there's music in the street, and there's music in the air. A little old soul beat, now there's dancing everywhere. Now I would tell the whole world, tell them if I could, to add a little something to each life of this finger snapping good. Whoa, oh,
a mellow acapella soul beat.
Pardon me, but you could use it. We're gonna make a little music. You got soul, now don't you lose it. We're gonna make a little music. Everything's gonna be mellow. We're just gonna sing it a cappella. Everything's gonna be mellow. We're gonna just sing it a cappella. Oh, oh,
a mellow a cappella soul.
There's music in the street, there's music in the air. A little old soul beat, and there's dancing everywhere. Well, I would tell the whole world, tell them if I could, add a little song to each life. This finger snapping good now. Oh, oh,
a mellow acapella soul beat.
Pardon me, but you could use it. We're gonna make a little music. You got something, but don't you lose it. Cause we're gonna make a little music.
everything I do gonna be funky.
Do your thing.